This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has returned to power in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has secured another term in Sikkim. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in the two northeastern states was held today. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April, simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In Arunachal Pradesh, the BJP had already secured victory in 10 seats unopposed in the state assembly polls. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Amin. In the results declared today for the remaining 50 seats, the BJP bagged 36, National People's Party 5, Nationalist Congress Party and Independents 3 each, People's Party of Arunachal 2, while Indian National Congress clinched one seat. Some of the prominent winners from the BJP are former Union Minister Ninong Erring, party leaders Dr. Mahesh Chai, Tai Nikio, Homchung Ngamdam, Wangling Lawangdong, Sharing Glamu and Chakat Abo. However, the BJP also witnessed a few setbacks. In Doimukh Assembly seat, People's Party of Arunachal candidate Nabam Bevek defeated the sitting BJP MLA Tana Hali Tara. Similarly, at Mebo constituency, the BJP candidate and sitting MLA lost to People's Party of Arunachal candidate Okin Tayang. In Sikkim, out of the results declared for all 32 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha has won 31 seats. Sikkim Democratic Front has managed to bag only one seat. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang has won from both Rinok and Soreng Chakung constituencies. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti won from Arithang seat. SDF candidate Tenzing Norbu Lamthao registered a win over Kunga Nima Lepcha of SKM from Shiari constituency. However, former Chief Minister and SDF President Pawan Kumar Chamling lost from both Poklok Nakamrang and Nam Chibnung seats. The terms of the two assemblies in the northeastern states are ending today. The Election Commission today asked Congress leader Jairam Ramesh to share detailed information about his allegation that Union Home Minister Amit Shah made calls to 150 district magistrates or collectors ahead of counting of votes. In a letter to Mr. Ramesh, the Election Commission also clarified that during the period of enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct, all officers are under deemed deputation of the Commission and report directly to the Commission for any directions. The Commission said no district magistrates have reported any such undue influence as alleged by him. The EC said that such public statements by Mr. Ramesh tend to put an element of doubt and thus deserve to be addressed in larger public interest. It also requested him to share details of to whom such calls were allegedly made by the Home Minister, along with the factual matrix of the information, by 7 this evening to take appropriate action in this regard. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting to review the aftermath of the cyclone Remul, especially in the northeastern parts of the country. He also held a meeting to review the heatwave-related situation in the country. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over northeast India and south peninsula India during the next 3 to 4 days. The Weather Department has also forecast a gradual fall in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and east India during the next 2 days and over central India during the next 5 days. In boxing, Indian pugilist Amit Panghal secured the prestigious Paris Olympic quota in the men's 51-kilogram category today. He triumphed over Liu Chuang of China at the World Boxing Qualifiers in Bangkok with a commanding 5-0 quarterfinal victory. Amit is the fifth Indian boxer to qualify for Paris Olympics, following Nishant Dev, Nikhat Zareen, Preeti Pawar and the Tokyo Olympics bronze medalist Lavlina Borgohain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.